Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Wanted to welcome you to let's see, this is new edition on Wednesday of Dog Health Revelations, and we're really happy to talk to you today about supplements. There's so many supplements. I used to be in that business. I find it to be a very fascinating business. I'm personally a consumer of very, very high quality supplements. Very particular about supplements that I take myself and any that I give my dog. So this is a really it's a fun and enlightening show, I think, for me today. But I want to also bring on my partner at Gussie's Gut, Dr. Ian Billinghurst.
Good morning, Rob, and good morning, everybody out there, wherever you happen to be, whatever
Yes.
time it happens to be.
Yes. What's 7:45 for you right now in the morning, right? Or
Seven
eight.
oh six,
Oh, 7:06.
but
Okay.
close,
Oh, it's
close.
earlier. Okay. Good, good. Well, great. So I know we're both excited. We've had this week a theme of ancestral, back in the, for our dogs, back to the when they were wolves, the wild frontier of, where dogs came from. And today is in that same theme, right, with supplements.
Well, that's where I've lived for the last, I don't know, 40 years. I've kind of lived back there with the wolves and the dogs as they came forward from that. So, yeah. And I'm very much into understanding what they need in terms of supplements, particularly if they're not well. And actually, I just taught a class on Advanced Raw or Master Class on Raw. And I really put the supplements in the poo category. So we had raw meaty bones at the bottom of the pyramid. Then we had vegetables and organ meat. And on top of that, because dogs are scavengers, the bottom one is the bone, raw meaty bones where they scavenge the bones. The top one is poo substitutes. We can't feed our dogs poo, particularly living in because dogs are coprophagic. They do eat fecal matter, but we can't really. Doesn't go down well in most apartments anyway, importing that sort of stuff. So, but that sort of food is highly beneficial in terms of high levels of first class antioxidants, first class amino acids, fatty acids, prebiotics. So we can add supplements to the diet to take that place. And I suspect we'll be talking a little bit about that today.
Yeah, that's great. Well, let's get to it then. So our guest today is from a company called wildlyblended.com. And let's welcome her. Hey, Kinley, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Kinley.
Good
Good
morning,
morning.
Kinley.
Good morning. Thank you
Well,
for having me on.
yeah, we're so happy to. So how this all came about was I just kept seeing you in our, mutual customers' posts, and it just seemed that we kept running into each other. And I reached out to you, and I started looking at all your products, and I said, hey, let's have a conversation about how it is you create these products. I really liked your story, and it seems to me like your dog Abel inspired you to get into this entire business. So maybe we'll start there. Let's start back in what, 2017 when you got Abel? Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Good, that's good.
Yeah, so the funny thing is that like I never intended to start a company at all. It just kind of organically happened. So when we got Abel, he's a golden retriever, and I knew that, they suffer from a lot of predisposed genetic disorders like hip dysplasia and especially cancer and obesity and stuff like that. And so I wanted to give him the best possible outcome that I could. And so I started raw feeding him when he was a puppy. We did the ratio diet of 80, 10, 10. I didn't know any better at first to, incorporate vegetation and all that. But once I started feeding him the 80, 10, 10 diet, I just felt like something was missing. I was like, we've got to get some plants in here. And so I just out of a hobby started making him supplements. I would go to like Sprouts or Whole Foods. I'd get the organic vegetables and fruits. I put them in the dehydrator and I was blending them up in my Ninja blender. And then I got, you know, on social media and I made him an account and I just started posting his meals and the supplements that I was making him. And before you know it, people were messaging me in my inbox. It was like, hey, that's super cool. You know, could you make my dog one of those? And so that's how, you know, it kind of just organically became a business that I never really intended to start. And I was just doing it in my own kitchen.
Wow. That's great. Where did you, at that point, that early on, you hadn't taken classes like I know you have. So where did you just go on YouTube and you start to, or just, who did you follow? Who were you paying attention to?
So I have spent like the better half of my life in human healthcare. When I was 16, I started sports medicine. When I went in the Army, I was a combat medic. And I worked in the cardiac cath lab and the electrophysiology lab, and then I was in device sales. So I had a really good understanding of health and nutrition and medications and how, you know, how they all interact. And so it was just a hobby of mine. You know, I researched ingredients, their health benefits. I looked at studies to see, you know, their efficacy. I just did it on my own for the most part. Yeah. And then, on Instagram, I fell into the raw feeding community and I was learning from what other people were posting. And, you know, I would follow, you know, Dr. Judy Morgan and Dr. Karen Becker and all these, you know, vets, holistic vets and other people that were interested in doing the same thing I was. So then that kind of evolved into, for my own personal knowledge, I took nutrition courses because I love to learn and I love, you know, I don't know everything and I want to learn everything. So I just took it upon myself to take a couple of nutrition classes. And I also took like a herbalism course just for my own knowledge.
Wow. Well, ironically, this guy above me, who's the father of raw, doesn't post any of his raw feedings on his social media. But he does post some of his paintings. That beautiful painting behind him is one of them. He's a Renaissance man. But what I was thinking about was back in the day, you know, I read a really interesting book. I'm trying to remember. I just blanked on the name of it. Life Extension. Uh-huh. And
Sandy somebody and somebody Duke.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Sandy Shaw, I read that book too, funnily enough.
Yeah, I was 16. I just got a car, so I was 16. So that puts it at, I'm not going to do the math.
That was in the 1980s.
Not 87 or something, yeah. Yes. And it was a big book for me at that age. And they called those people wackos, and it was all about supplementation and, you know, I remember discovering
Dirk Peterson, Sandy Shaw.
Thank you. Dirk Peterson, Sandy Shaw. Yep.
They had some great cartoons in there too. There's two old blokes, one particularly old, having a remembrance session here. I'd forgotten about that book. It had a huge influence on my life and influenced very much my thinking going forward with animals.
Sorry, Kinley, we're just going to have a quick discussion between ourselves. Ian, you and I have never talked about this ever,
no,
have we?
Never.
Okay, because that inspired me to take supplements because what I remember thinking, it was a watershed moment for me, like meeting when I met Ian. It turned on this signal in my brain that I realized, you know, I think it was in this book that they talked about supplements being levers and dials. And some supplements can make big things happen, turn on genetics, turn off genetics, heal mitochondria, all this stuff. And I just remember thinking, wow, you know, I can avoid as you know, medicine and pharmaceuticals and take something that comes from nature or it's isolated. And I was also really fascinated about how things were getting isolated, even, you know, back in those days. They've gotten way better these days, but just how things could be isolated and you could take the concentrated version of it. So anyway, I'm just, you're bringing me back there. So I appreciate that, Kinley.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm going to have to get that book.
Well,
yeah, you love it.
I don't know whether it's still available. In fact, I recently had to shrink my library down because we moved. And I think that book got lost in the shrinkage, which is sad in a way because it had such a huge influence. Like me, like you, I realized the importance of life extension, which was the name of the book. And back then I saw supplements because I didn't know anything else. I was just a fairly, I was trained in nutrition of farm animals, but not in dogs and cats at that stage. I wasn't even, was I a vet? Yes, I was. I was, but, and I just started looking at animal health. That's right. I wasn't fully aware of what I was going to discover and so on and so forth. But yes, the supplements there, life extension. And I remember one of the things they said, and I was really worried about this, that if you picked up your skin here and it went back slowly, that you weren't going to have a very long life. And I realized straight away I was about to have about 10 more years and that would be it. Anyway.
Yes.
That hasn't happened. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
Yeah,
I think you just need to drink some water, but yes. Right. They said so many things that they used to say back then was just bonkers and crazy. Now these are in like nutritional supplements for the gym, performance supplementation, nootropics. I mean, it's all super common now. So anyway, let's get back to you, Kinley. You did some education, right? Let's talk quickly about that.
But before we do, can I just jump in? Kinley, you followed exactly the same path that I followed. You have animals, you want to do the best by them. You start off with some raw food, which you did with this 80-10-10 thing. And then you sort of add to it and you do research. And so really, I think so many people are educated. Rob was educated by their animals or forced by their animals to be educated here. The only people who aren't, for the large part, is the veterinary profession. Anyway, Kinley, back to you.
I think that's awesome. I've been fortunate enough to where when I was feeding raw food that I've started since they were puppies. So I never really had to deal with any kind of, you know, illness or condition. But Rob, what was your question about education?
Let's talk about, so you've got a series of, you know, you already have a really great medical background at that point when you got able, and then you took some other certifications. So let's just talk quickly about that. Let's hit those, because I think that's super relevant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I followed the Dogs Naturally magazine, and, you know, they had a bunch of courses that you could take that were self-paced. So I took like their basic canine nutrition course. And although it was like a really good basic course, I felt like I needed more. Like, I'm a very scientific person. Like, I want to know why we're feeding this, and, you know. And so I was thinking about taking a clinical class. I forgot who it was through, but I had several other internet friends that were in that class that said, yeah, you know, they touched on nutrition, but it was kind of vague. It wasn't exactly what they were wanting either. And so thankfully I became friends with another small business owner, which is SoCal Raw Fed Dogs, Amy. And she built a canine nutrition course for professionals. So I started taking that, and that was exactly the course that I was looking for. It took it from A all the way to Z and everything in between. And you know, showed you what the canine system needs, how it works, what they, and actually how to build like a balanced NRC diet instead of just throwing, you know, some bones here and some organs here. And it was more of like the balanced nutrition course that I really needed. So,
and explain real quick NRC for the viewers.
Yeah, it's the National Research Council for Canines. They set the basic nutritional needs for canines. And that's what AFCO or AFCO, it's a group, not necessarily like a regulatory group, but it's a group that with commercial pet food, they have to meet those minimums, those minimum nutritional requirements. And so AFCO is like the minimum, NRC is kind of a step above the minimum. And so I usually try to follow that NRC.
Great. Okay. And so you got those certifications and then what happened? You were blending in a blender. I mean, this is like super, you know, low fidelity. And then you got, what happened after you got those certifications?
And those are still just for my own personal benefit and to help other pet owners, feel educated. Like I share my knowledge, what I have learned, and I want them to feel empowered. And so whatever I learn, I just kind of share with my customers and my Instagram followers. And, so for now, I don't like do any kind of formulating for anyone just because I'm so busy. I still make most of my supplements and products here at my house, in my Ninja blender. For now it's just for personal use. I do have plans in the future of using that knowledge. But for now it's just so that I know and I can give that knowledge to others as well.
Gee, that's a lot of hard work, Kidley. Doing it in the kitchen in a small
is that, you is have that no idea.
I think I do. That is really a big task. So you haven't thought about upgrading to some commercial facility?
So we did. I reached the point of I could not keep up with demand about 2 years ago or so. And so my husband and I, we have 15 acres out here where we live. And I didn't want to commute to the city because it's like a 40-minute commute. To the city. And then, we were like, well, we can just build a facility here on our property and do like our own little manufacturing thing here. And so we were actually going to do that, but then COVID hit in 2020. Mm-hmm. And at that point, you know, nobody was working. McDonald's had trouble hiring. And so I was like, you know, what makes me think that if McDonald's can't even hire somebody, who's going to come out to some random house in the middle of the country to make dog supplements, you know? So we just kind of nixed that. And so then I started looking into getting it manufactured. And again, with the interest rates being so crazy right now, we didn't want to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars at a crazy high interest rate and just be in debt. And the economy is so unstable right now. Although I feel really confident in where my company is going, I just didn't feel comfortable taking on that much debt in order to scale up. So my husband and I, we sold some things and used the equity in those to put the payment towards two of my top selling supplements, which is Bug Off and On the Move. So those two right now are being manufactured, and I used a fulfillment center for those two supplements, and then I'm still hand making everything else. So right now it's just going to be a slow process. I want to pay everything in cash and And so I'm going to save up and get another supplement transferred over, and then save up and get another one transferred over. So eventually, hopefully, everything will be manufactured.
Good for you.
Well done. I think that's brilliantly done. Obviously wasn't particularly aware of it. Down here in Australia, we're sort of, well, I am anyway, because I don't get on the internet. And I had a look at your products and the ingredients, and it's just absolutely wonderful what you're doing. So congratulations. It looks really good. And
thank you very much.
I like your business approach where you're not overreaching. That is so important. So many businesses fail because people just try and get too big too fast. And so, well done. And you're producing, though, is there's such a need for really good supplements. I love the one where the dog starts to smell, I think it's Bug Off, isn't it? Starts to smell different and all that sort of thing. And that's so right. That was the first thing I noticed with feeding properly, that because the dogs smelt different, not necessarily to us, although they did, they smelled a lot better to us too, but they no longer attracted ectoparasites, fleas and what have you. And so, yeah, well done to your products, and well done for all your research.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say they're all such a labor of love that I put so much research and time into, and thankfully it's paid off, because customers, you know, keep coming back and saying like, man, this, I've tried everything under the sun, but this works so well. And I'm like, yay, it wasn't for nothing, you know?
So the thing that, when it comes to things like all parasites, fleas, ticks, you know, worms, all of them, they're opportunist organisms. They're, you know, they want to be on an unwell host. That's where they're the happiest. So
that's right.
You know, So when I look at a supplement, you know, even if it's considered to be natural, if all I can see that it does is try to, you know, deter with a smell, or you know, keep them, you know, dimetaceous earth, for example, might keep them off, you know, fur, just as an example, it just popped into my head. Mm-hmm. What I noticed from yours, that's a pharmaceutical approach, almost, just with natural products. What I like about yours is, and what we try to do at our company, is we're putting ingredients in that are functional, that are additive. They're mm-hmm. building up this animal. And also, we're hoping, keeping away these pests that may not like this particular herb or that, but they're all additive and supportive. Because I think you have to do both. You have to, you know, there's, like, for example, there could be, you could school me on this, I'm sure, like, there's a particular herb that ticks don't like, let's say. But the fact is if you're not finding the right combination of ingredients that are supporting health and building up health and vitality, it's not going to be as effective. So I think yours is probably, my gut tells me that yours is doing both at the same time. Plus you're feeding a really good diet to Abel.
Yes. So you're right. When I approach a supplement, I take like a holistic approach to it, because like you being, you know, in the supplement field and me in the medical field, I just feel like so many doctors and vets just are so quick to prescribe something that help with the symptoms, and they don't really help the underlying issue. And so for me, I want to help the underlying issue. I want the body to function as like, you know, a well-oiled machine, because if one part's not working, then the other part isn't going to function as well either. And so with Bug Off, you know, like you were saying, if you have a really sick dog, it doesn't matter how much topical spray or essential oil that you're going to put on it. Those bugs are still going to want to get in them and take up residence. So with Bug Off, you know, I looked at, okay, what can we do to help build a healthy immune system? We need to get their liver and their kidney functioning well so that we can get all these toxins out. you know, animals outside still suffer from environmental allergies. They're miserable outside. So it works. All of these ingredients work in different parts of the body so that they all come together and work synergistically together to help your pet. That helps their pet have a good immune system to where those insects don't even want to come near them.
Yeah. My favorite word in what we do, and it's in our mission statement, is we're the number one thing we're about is building resilience. And certainly when it comes to, you know, a dog just running into a stagnant waterbed that you didn't know because they're running ahead of you, and they get in this dirty water and who knows what's in there. Could be larva, could be just bacteria, or, you know, meeting other dogs that are sick, just building that resilience, because there's things that they're going to come into contact throughout their day that you don't have any control over, and you're not going to keep them in a bubble. So this idea of, you know, let's build resilience so that everything that can come into contact in a day, they can, you know, they can make sure that they keep the bad out and, you know, and let all the good in.
Right.
Yeah.
I think I was just listening to Kinley speak, and we're looking at two paradigms or two models here. There's the medical drug model, which really is a sickness industry. And then there's the healing industry, which is health and this healing approach, where you are actually trying to make the body heal itself, which it is absolutely capable of doing when supplied with the right foundation in terms of food and the supplements. And that's two totally different models. And sadly, the veterinary profession is this medicalized sickness industry. And in Australia, what we saw was this business model came on top, where the imperative was to extract the maximum dollars from every person who came in. And, you know, and that's such an opposite approach to what Kin Lee expressed, where it was the love of her animal and the desire to do the very best by the animal that has led to this business. And here, those two things are opposed. They're so different, and the results are so evident. The model that looks, that is done with love and care and deep understanding and wants to heal, that does genuinely help. The model that just wants to make money out of people and just find whatever drug can cover up the symptoms, it does not help. And we've actually found in Australia that the profitability of the veterinary profession on a per capita basis has gone down since the business model was introduced. Now, isn't that interesting?
It is. Very.
Well, so we know that Bug Off is a super big popular product. Is that like your baby? Besides the fact that it's popular, like what do you have the most affinity for in terms of, you know, the line in your company?
I say that I love all of them.
Sure.
only because I've dedicated so much time and research and love into each and every one of them. But yeah, I mean, I guess Bug Off would be like the baby of the family, just because, like I was talking to you, Rob, earlier, my dog, I had them on a conventional medication at first, and we live on 15 acres here, and anytime I brought him in from outside, I was pulling 9 to 10 ticks off of him, like every single time he came in. And
you're in Oklahoma, like, right?
Right, yeah. And so we got super tall pasture, hundreds of acres around us, and he likes to go romping in all of it, you know.
Well, of
so
course he does.
Yeah. So, you know, after I just did like a war on ticks, oh. I was like, I hate, you know, I can't stand this. I don't know why I'm doing it, giving him this conventional med. It's not preventing anything. So then, you know, I dove headfirst into research on, are there any flea and tick natural products out there? And I came across a few brands that were doing it already, like what's it called? Earth Animal was a big one. And although I liked some of their ingredients, it still wasn't, it didn't fit the bill for me. I was like, I think what we can, I can take this another notch and improve on it. And so that's how I developed Bug Off. And, you know, I tested it on my own dog for 6 months to a year, and I had better results than when he was on the conventional meds. But yeah, I mean, all of them do, you know, completely different things, and every product takes the whole entire dog into consideration and how it's functioning. So I tried to choose the best ingredients for that specific function and just kind of, you know, group them all together. But yeah, I love all of them.
That's great. So have there been any, this is a super interesting question to me, having been in the business, but are there any that, any products that you've wanted to start and you researched what was out there in the market and found out somebody else was already doing it good enough and even great enough, and then you decided not to start it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a ton of businesses out there that are doing amazing things. And wow. Just like your podcast yesterday with Julie from Adored Beast, the probiotics and her liver, you know, liver detox. I'm not even going to go in that realm because I think what she's doing is amazing. And I don't think that there's anything that I could possibly do to improve on that. Four Leaf Rover is another one of mine that I was going to do like a freeze dried organ blend and make it into a powder, but they kind of beat me to it. Cause it's just me. It's me making every single product, and you know, they have a team of people. So I'm not even gonna touch on that, but yeah, there's several, you know, even when I did my, hip and joint on the move, there were several products out there that I felt were really good. Like the green lip muscles, you know, or glucosamine and chondroitin. And then that led me down a path to like, okay, well, I don't want to just make another supplement that has green lip muscle and or just chondroitin and glucosamine. How can I make this different or better? And so that's how I improved on that one. But yeah, there's tons of amazing companies that are doing incredible things that I would never, and like you specifically, Rob, I think what you're doing with the fermented veg is, I was doing that in my kitchen back in, you know, 2017. I was fermenting, you know, the foods that I brought home from the market, and I was freeze drying them and I was putting them into a powder, but I just didn't have the time to take that on a larger scale. So kudos to you.
Nice. Love it. Oh, thank you. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, I think you can appreciate where I was at. I was doing it quietly, didn't have a thought of commercializing it. And I was, you know, it was fermenting on the bottom of the pantry floor. I've said this story a couple times, but, you know, I had these big 3-pint bottles. I did several of them and I kicked them over and they spilled in the pantry. So, you know, you do that a couple times, you get really, you know, it gets really annoying. And I started to think, wait a second, you know, wouldn't it be great if I could make this into a powder and make it so much easier on my life? Because I was feeding Gus the raw, you know, it would go in the fridge. So then I thought of that. And then I thought, boy, you know, I wonder if other people are trying to, this is all, you know, around COVID time where people are doing, you know, fermented sourdough and all that. And so I just said, you know, surely this has got to be a challenge for other people. And the kitchen prep on these vegetables was insane. I mean, I appreciate what you're doing so much because, boy, even if you have a huge countertop, it's a lot to deal with. And you know, and then you can't buy the veg in the right combination. So you've got extra veg, and then you have to plan your, you know, you don't want it to go to waste. So you're planning your meals around the extra veg from, you know, your dog's fermented foods. But thank you for saying that. And thank you for sharing that about your story, because yeah, I mean, it's really fun how we come to these things. I mean, I think that your story is so similar to mine. It was all born from our dogs, and you just didn't name your company after your dog's name. I mean, that's basically the big difference. What do you think? Do you still do the fermented, by the way?
I don't as of late. Okay. Just because I'm just so busy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, I'm a big, you know, I'm so excited to hear that. I want everybody to be doing this. And if you can do it in your own kitchen and get tricky with it, follow our recipe, go for it. You know, I mean, as long as you get it into your dogs and they love it and are benefiting from it from a health point of view, great. And if it's too much for you, come to our company. But, you know, right, Ian?
Yes, but I'll be one of those.
When you stop talking about that, Rob.
Oh, you're gonna tell me a story?
No. I actually want to ask, there are so many dogs today with arthritis. So, how is that particular product going?
It's going amazing. Some of the stories that I've heard from my customers, they've seen a difference in a matter of a day up to, you know, it took a week, depending on how bad the arthritis is. And so when I was doing the research for that, I found out, you know, that collagen peptides offered twice as much relief from pain and arthritis than glucosamine and chondroitin combined. So that's the main ingredient in that supplement. And I oftentimes tell people, use green lip mussels or a chondroitin and glucosamine supplement on top of that for even more, you know, benefit. but yeah, but some of the stories, I mean, I even, you know, give it to some friends that they swear by it, that their old arthritic dog was having problems standing up, you know, after sitting, or would just yelp in pain. And after taking the supplement, they're out in the backyard doing zoomies, you know, acting like a little puppy. And to me, that's so amazing. And it makes me so happy that it's giving the dogs the quality of life.
Absolutely brilliant. Do you ask them to change the diet at all, or do you just use that together with whatever they're feeding?
Whatever they're feeding. So, I mean, I'm always going to be a raw food advocate, but I know that especially in today's economy, it's not for everyone. Not everybody has the freezer space. Not everybody has the money to do it. And so my supplements are there for, you know, general health and well-being, and it's to supplement the diet, whatever they're on.
That is a very powerful or great indicator of the power of your supplements, if they can work while the dog is still on these terrible diets, which actually are basically the cause of these problems. So again, let me say, well done. That is really good. That really, what you're doing needs to be more widely understood. So over time, as you get, and you will, you're very young, and you get bigger, keep the integrity, whatever you do with your supplements, they will make a big difference to the health of dogs worldwide. So well done.
Thank you. Yeah. And that's something that's incredibly important to me is like you said, the integrity of what I'm doing, my philosophy, the sourcing, the quality of the product. That is a promise that I've made to my customers and my followers since day one, and nothing's going to change with that.
That's important. And I guess in many ways that probably will prevent you from getting too big, because when people start to scale up enormously, that's when they start looking for ways to skimp and save and cut down on costs, and that's where the quality then starts to decline. So that's a real trap. And looking at yourself, I think that that's one you won't fall into, and that's great for the health of the dogs that use your supplements. So again, let's just say well done again.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing with the supplement industry, what happens is the more volume we have, you make more money on very little changes. So, you know, even just little cost savings in raw materials can add up. And I think that somebody with your focus doesn't, you know, you didn't get into this business to skim a couple extra bucks off of a product by putting in an inferior ingredient. You know, your attitude about why you're doing this is so different. There's, you know, I have so many friends that are in pet businesses that really nice, high quality products, and I get stories from them constantly about these big venture capitalists and or investment. Nothing against venture capitalists. I think some of them are great. Or, you know, big investment firms that come and they say, well, hey, you've got a great thing going here. If we multiplied it by 10 and we reduce these costs, this would be a massive business thing. They just see a way of extracting money from a system and from a brand and reputation. What's really funny is I've seen companies that I didn't know got purchased, and all of a sudden their ingredients changed. And I got really upset because, like, I just happened to have checked the back, because maybe I thought to myself, gee, this happened once on a toothpaste a while ago, I remember, and they put xylitol in it.
Yeah,
and it was a human grade toothpaste. It wasn't for dogs. It was a human grade, but I didn't know that. And so I bought this big brand new tube of toothpaste, and I happened to look at it because I want to make sure it was exactly the right, they all look the same, the labels, and thank God I checked it. So yeah, it's a very interesting thing, the way businesses go sometimes. So, but anyway, yeah, I'll echo what Ian just said. You know, kudos to you. That's, you know, for, you know, all the ingredients that are organic and how you can find, you know, the green limpet mussels, for example. I know you don't have those, but just those are super expensive, you know? So I could see if, as supply and demand changes for companies, I can see them going, well, maybe we'll just go to like green limpet powder or something, you know? He's laughing at me today. I think Kinley froze. Is she freeze for you, Ian?
Yes, I think she has.
Okay, she'll probably pop back on. I think this is a first that we've had a frozen guest.
Is it Kinley? Are you there?
I'll pop her off the screen. Let's see. Let's put her back on. Now she's just dark. So let's see. Now she's vanished. She'll come back on. Let's talk about, let's go right into, I want to look at one of her products, this one that's on the move, because I just don't remember that ingredient list so well.
No, I didn't get around to that one, but I'm very interested in it because, as I said to Kinley, this is a huge area for dogs. There are so many arthritic dogs, and it starts so young with them.
Yeah,
because
it does. Good.
And if this actually works in the face of the bad food, well, that's an incredible thing.
Oh, here we go. So beef collagen peptides, that's really interesting. That's the number one ingredient. Turmeric, these are all organic turmeric, organic Allswellia. That's also known as frankincense, Boswellia serrata. Organic reishi, that's a mushroom, incredible. Mm-hmm. Organic camu camu, I'm not familiar with camu camu. I'm gonna ask her why that's in there. Organic hawthorn, organic spinach, organic kale, organic broccoli, organic bell pepper. That's interesting. And organic,
that is interesting.
Of those.
It's generally something that you would think was not suitable for an arthritic dog.
Yeah, interesting. We're going through your Kinley, when you were off the offline, we were going through your On the Move supplement. I'm loving beef collagen peptides, turmeric, bring down inflammation, boswellia, killer also. Rishi, what's Camu Camu do?
Oh, it's a great antioxidant, and okay. It's very rich in vitamin C. It's one of the best sources of vitamin C.
Okay. Does that have another name?
Believe so.
Okay. And then tell us why, like, organic bell pepper, and then you get blackberry, raspberry, and parsley in there.
So those are all, like I was saying, I was trying to figure out why joints degrade. And okay. And when it's, you know, you have bone loss as they age. The joints, you know, they lose collagen, their muscles start to become weak, their liver function and kidney, you know, start slowing down over time. So all of these are antioxidants. They help increase bone density, as well as help the liver and kidney function. And what happens is when toxins build up in the liver and kidneys, they get trapped in the joints. And when they get trapped in the joints, they cause inflammation, and then the inflammation causes pain. And so all these ingredients help to reduce the inflammation. They help the liver and kidney function better, and help, you know, and help the pain and inflammation go down. So the ingredients kind of may look counterintuitive, but the benefits that they offer in conjunction with what other ingredients are in there just, again, makes like a well-oiled machine. They all work together to create a better outcome.
Right. That's a synergistic effect.
Yeah.
So the bell pepper in particular, I'm particularly interested in that. What role do you see that playing, Kinley?
What does it what?
What role?
The bell pepper.
It's been so long since I formulated it, but I believe
it's a member of the Solanaceae, isn't it?
Capsicum.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that go ahead.
For many dogs, that has been a trigger for arthritis. So I don't know whether it's having some sort of homeopathic effect or what it's doing.
That's what I was wondering.
I'm very fascinated. Obviously, it's rich in vitamin C and it's full of polyphenols, but it's a curious one, and it's obviously it's doing the right thing. It's just piqued my interest because that was just one thing that was I was quite amazed. I'm going to look into those things a lot further, because what you've done obviously is brilliant. And like you say, when I do some research on things, you know, and then I look back, think, oh, why did I do that? I have to go and re-look at it. But yeah. But anyway, that's
it's fascinating. I was wondering if it had like a hormetic effect, which is similar to homeopathy. It triggers it, and it you know awakens a healing mechanism. So, do you think that could be it? Can lead you.
I think so. You know, being again, I formulated it 4 years ago, and I haven't really looked to see why I added it. But you know, being of the capsicum species, it does offer a lot of pain relieving qualities. Because I know capsicum is used topically to help reduce pain.
That's right.
So that, you know, being an antioxidant. I would think that those are the two things that affect too, where, you know, in hot dogs, if you give them a hot herb, it can exacerbate the issue. But the bell pepper is really low on the list of ingredients. There's not a ton in there. So I think, you know, that might be why too. It's not like, it's not a medicinal dose. It's just an ingredient in there that will hopefully work with the other paired ingredients.
Obviously, there's a wonderful synergy going on there, Kinley. So, again, well done. Having started to look at your products, I must spend a bit more time looking at them and seeing what you've done, because it's wonderful. So, because I talk to a lot of people in America doing consults and so on, and they're always looking for these sort of products to add to their list of supplements or to use as a sole supplement for whatever's going on. So, So thank you for formulating. We might get you out of the kitchen soon and into that shed up
in, that would be
in,
nice.
On your 15 acre.
Yeah, that would be nice. I mean, I've got three young kids too. They're all in three different sports. So yes, freeing up my hands would be amazing.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. Only young people can have kids and work and animals. Get to my age, no way.
Right. And a farm.
And a farm. And a husband. The fourth child.
I don't have the farm yet, but hopefully one day we can.
Well, you have a big space. You have a very big space to maintain. So
yeah. Right now it's
growing. I don't know what your climate is there, but you could be growing a lot of the herbs that you use in your products.
Yes. I don't have the time to grow in and foster the garden and make the supplements, but I used to when I was just starting out, I would grow some of the herbs that I used in it, but I was only getting one or two orders a week. So I could do that then, but not now. I'll have to outsource everything. But for personal use, I would love to do that.
Well, that's fine. You're giving other people work and giving their business a boost, which is great. And you have the acres for your dogs to run on, which is fabulous for them.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm.
That's amazing. Well, it's been so great. I can't believe how fast this hour's gone. It's been so great to have you on and to explore a little bit about this world of supplementation. And so tell people where they can learn more about you.
Yeah, so I'm mostly on Instagram. I'm terrible at social media, but that's my safe space. So Wildly Blended on Instagram. I do have a Facebook page, but I don't go over there that often, but there are some posts over there. And then you can look at the products and learn more about, how I came about to be in the business on the website, wildlyblended.com.
Great.
Anybody can email me all the time. I'm like an open book. So at info@wildlyblended.com.
Great. All your social media is at Wildly Blended.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Great. That's great. Well, Kinley, it's been so great to meet you. I mean, this is the first day we've met, and it's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, you too. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Yes, let's stay in touch.
I'm a kindred spirit with social media.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, I'm 39, so I feel like I'm older than most on there, and I don't know how half of them do what they do on there. I'm just...
True. Well, thanks everybody for watching us who have joined us, and we hope that you go visit Wildly Blended, and Kinley will stay in touch.
Absolutely. Indeed.
Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.